If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. These are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so you can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Thank you so much. My name is Chase. This is Chase Talks Hip Hop, and I hope you enjoy the show. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Chase Talks Hip Hop Podcast. And today is a bit of a one-off. I just figured I'd talk a little bit of shit. I've just been hanging out, working on music and such. I've been programming beats a little bit this week, just prepping up things. I got a project titled Sophisticated Corruption dropping later in the month. Thinking like the 28th of September would be a good route to go. Drop it a little bit later since I recently dropped my mixtape not long ago into the Haze Act 3. But so that's what I've had going on. But I recently revisited an old movie I used to watch a lot as a kid. As a kid, I watched it a lot, and it's a shark movie because I was obsessed with sharks, the ocean, orca whales, and everything. So I'm hanging out with my girl. I put the movie on, and it really baffles me. So the movie is Deep Blue Sea. Deep Blue Sea has Samuel L. Jackson, Thomas Jane, LL Cool J, who was great in it, Michael Rapaport. So like it has a solid cast. I can't remember the main chick in it. She's really unlikable, and I realized why I forgot so much. Like when you're a kid, you can only take in like the shit that really pops out. So I remembered all of the shark scenes when the shark is wilding out and throws like the scientist at the glass window. I thought that was great. Like certain things, anything with the shark I remembered, but all the dialogue I completely forgot about. So I'm watching the movie, and there are so many things I'm like, oh my god, like you know, like the people, like these can't be real people. And plus, when you're watching it, you look at the construction of this fortress that they made to house these sharks. So if you've seen Deep Blue Sea, just when they like land, it's literally like it looks like a dock in the middle of the ocean. Like, you know, when they build oil refineries in the middle of the ocean, they build them up pretty fucking high, you know, because of waves and everything. Like, and basically this shit was like literally like, okay, you have like a dock size landing and then that's it, you know. It's like literally the ocean can do what it wants, splash over the fucking walkway like a motherfucker. So they didn't build this thing high enough because they were just focused on creating the underground area to house the sharks. So there's a major design flaw already. So, and plus the premise, and by the way, when I was a kid, I didn't realize the premise. I've watched this shit so many times, but the premise is that this scientist is working on a way to cure Alzheimer's, and how she is doing it is she is tampering with a genetic engineering to grow a shark's brain tissue so it can extract whatever cellular enhancement the shark has, because sharks don't age and they don't deteriorate mentally or physically like that as they grow and just live on this earth, because they're fucking sharks and we're not sharks. And so this bitch decides to fucking, you know, genetically tamper with these animals, make more brain matter, and therefore they get smarter, and then they're more dangerous. And this movie, like, if you're looking for some shit that just to watch and bullshit on, this is the fucking movie, because I had a lot of good laughs on it. Like, oh my god, like when people get dramatic, like, oh my god, Thomas Jane, the dude who played the Punisher, he's in it. The first Punisher movie, solid actor, but my god, the way they wrote him, I just realized, like, they gave him so many, like, oh, he's the strong, silent type who makes one-liners and wisecracks and da-da-da, you know, and, like, there were points where he was talking, I was like, oh my god, shut the fuck up, you're so corny. Like, when, like, the main dude lost his arm, Like, I'm surprised he didn't say something like, well, that shark was armed with the teeth or some shit like that. Like, you should have been armed for the situation. Like, it's like that kind of corniness, like, where you're like, okay, you're really going to say this shit. But, you know, it's the way they wrote it. But there were some cool action sequences and stuff. But then, like, with the CGI, like, looking back at it, when you're a kid, you don't notice. But I realized, like, oh, shit, the CGI is super bad. But the best parts came when they would use animatronic sharks. I think that was the best thing. Like, whenever, like, I saw the animatronic shit, it really actually put fear into my heart. Because sharks scare me. Big fucking monsters in the ocean. So, like, the CGI shit, I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, this is insanely bad. But it was comical. It was humorous. So, as the movie progresses, like, mind you, like, this chick is really just obsessed on the data, and people have been dying throughout the movie who are on the crew, this crew and everything. So basically, there's a midpoint in the movie where Sam Jackson is saying, what did you do? And she's like, well, we genetically engineered these sharks, they got smarter, yada yada. And she has like no remorse or anything about it. And then literally, like, the one scene, like, once they get up to the surface in the tower, the one scene where she expresses any remorse, she said, you know, this isn't right at all, da da da. And then literally she follows that up with, but you need to swim back. Like, they just escaped this underwater hellhole full of sharks. Now, like, she looks at the two guys and she's like, you guys got to swim back to get the data, because without it, it's all meaningless. And of course, what happens? Michael Rapaport ends up dying. Spoiler alert. This movie came out in 01, so shut the fuck up. But, so, and it just bothers me. I'm like, oh, they're trying to show she's a changed character. And I'm like, nah, she's just some bitch. Like, it gets so fucking annoying, and I'm not trying to seem misogynistic, but if you watch this movie, she is a British cunt. This lady is a British cunt. And, you know, she really acts like Alzheimer's is such a rare thing, and she's the only one. Like, for instance, like, she told Sam Jackson in the beginning, that this is how she guilted and manipulated Sam Jackson. She said, do you know what it's like to look at your father, and he asks, where's mother, and I have to keep explaining that she's dead. And I'm like, Jesus H, fuck, like, listen, I've been around people with Alzheimer's, and I could tell you, yeah, there are moments where it may seem tense, but it's not that fucking intense. My mom worked at retirement homes, and, like, everything kind of moves in waves, and everybody's different. And she was acting like she's the, like, it's not cancer. It's not like it's some rare form of cancer. It's a common thing that people go through, that I'm probably going to go through, like, once I hit that age, you know, like, knock on wood, you know, I'm happy to have my faculties currently, but it fucks with me. Like, it really, like, I was like, okay, so throughout this whole movie, she doesn't get any more likable. And, like, LL Cool J is definitely, like, the heart of the film, because he kind of represents the audience, like, his commentary, the way he's praying in the movie. I thought LL Cool J was funny, and he actually, you know, he tried to fucking sell the movie. He was acting, and I appreciated it. Everyone else was kind of phoning it in. I like Sam Jackson in it, because Sam Jackson, whenever he goes into a monologue or anything, I love that shit. And I love the fact he's the investor in the film. I love like his energy. And then when he gets eaten by the shark and everything, trying to bring the crew together, I thought that was crazy. So basically, you know, I just thought it was just, like, the scene, literally, like, she went from, like, well, I don't care, just to help Alzheimer's, you know, we gotta let people get eaten by sharks. And then, again, they're in the watchtower, she's talking to Thomas Jane, and somehow, like, literally, they finally got out of the depths of hell. The depths of hell. Help is coming, hopefully. And then she sends two of the, like, most skilled engineers, the men, two of the most skilled guys on the team, to go and retrieve this fucking data that, like, they could have got earlier if she remembered, or maybe she should, like, they should have got this earlier before they got the fuck out, before it was underwater. Because there are just scenes where, like, I'm watching Michael Rapaport and Thomas Jane under the water, and I'm like, how can they breathe for this long? Like, how are they not passing out? Like, it's insane. It really is fucking insane. But overall, like, the movie too, like, it is pretty, like, it's good and it's bad. Like, going back to it and looking at it, I got a lot of joy from it, but I was like, okay, this is, like, the best, worst movie I've ever seen. But I like sharks and shit. So, like, when the sharks pop up, they have their moments, and there are some big fucking sharks in it, but it's also, like, that cliche 2001 movie shit where, like, they just want to strip the women into their underwear. So, it's, like, end of the movie, like, for some reason, like, the shark rips her clothing off. I can't remember what she was wearing. She rips her clothing. Now she's just... And I was, like, laughing with my girlfriend and everything. I'm like, what the fuck is this movie? Like, it you see all the most, like, ridiculous Hollywood shit, and they're like, oh my god. And you know what, she still wasn't likable. It's like these characters, like, I'm happy LL Cool J survived in the movie. Like, that was the best part. Like the fact he lived through it to tell the story was great. I loved his parrot. I love his whole story arc, him talking to God and just being like, ah, fuck my life, you know, because he plays the chef. But overall, I gotta say, I had a good time with it. It was an interesting movie. As far as music beat coming out lately, I know Be Real recently dropped some stuff. I haven't listened to Donda yet. I'm not gonna listen to Certified Lover Boy. I hate the fucking album cover. No offense to Drizzy Drake, but that album cover looks like dog shit. And you know what? Shout out to Be Real. He did a record with Sue Surf. Sue Surf, my man. That is some real shit. Respect to Sue Surf. He's got Crazy Bone on it. DJ Paul, Ty Dolla Sign. Good for him. And I'm going to listen to Donda, people. I promise you, I will listen to Donda. I will listen to it when I have the mental capacity to do such a thing. And when everyone, please, this hype train needs to stop. Stop sucking dick, okay? Just get off the hype train. All right, because I thought the Baby Keem Kendrick record was all right. I thought it was dope, but I wasn't, like, so, like, you know, I like it. It's cool, but I'm not going to be, like, trying to ride this hype train like everybody else. I'm going to be who I am and say what the fuck I want. And so lately, what is it? Not to, I'm diverging off again from this tangent onto another one. But the other day, my girlfriend, she came home with a Red Bull, and, like, you know, she's a, like, there's nothing, like, more, like, interesting than, like, seeing, like, a woman, like, get jacked up on a Red Bull. Like, I love my girlfriend so much. Like, she's like a little, like, firecracker. She gets jacked up on this big can of Red Bull, and I like watching her, I'm like, shit, that made me crave a Red Bull. And so yesterday I got a sugar-free Red Bull on my way home from work, and I'm like, oh my god, so good. And I send her a text message, and this is after already caffeinating myself. Like, these past 2 days, people, I've caffeinated myself pretty high, and I've been consuming more calories, you know, and I just felt like it. I felt like my body needed some energy. And so I decided to drink a Red Bull yesterday. And my god, like, oh, like, it was a good feeling. I mean, on the way back, I talked to my friend James Lovato. We were reminiscing on eating edibles and shit, longboarding, talking about Six Flags. It was a good time. And you know, literally, like, I and also this is due to my schedule, how much I'm working. My body gets really tired physically. So literally, when I get home, I hang out for a couple of hours, and then, like, around 5:15, say I get home around 4-ish, around 5:15 after chilling, I fall asleep and shit. I just pass out, and I'm, like, laying on a hardwood floor. And my lord, hardwood floor is very, very comfortable. Like, I'm not gonna, like, pretend that it isn't. Like people who, like, complain and say, oh, I need a temper, and I'm not at that point. My back hurts sometimes. I've done jujitsu a lot. I do hard labor. I've had a landscaping business, so I know about this shit. But I'm not gonna lie, I felt fucking comfortable. And then when I woke up, I felt a little groggy, but for the most part, I was refreshed. Got some drinks with my girlfriend, her sister. You know, we hung out, smoked. I felt good. I fell asleep last night around 1 a.m., woke up a little groggy-ish, but, you know, so I'm good. You know what I mean? I got a little bit of caffeine in me, a little cup of coffee. Then I grabbed a Red Bull, a little sugar-free Red Bull, and I was like, fuck it, you know, I might... you know, may as well do it. May as well dance, you know, walk with the devil a little bit. And I blame my girlfriend for me drinking Red Bulls again. But I'm not going to go crazy. I'm cutting it off after today. I got the discipline to do such a thing. Sometimes I think it's good for people to kind of, like, you know, it's okay to go off the rails a little bit. Just don't go so far off, you know. And it brings about conversation, because, like, yesterday I got the chance to talk to James Lovato. And oh my God, I got to get him on the podcast soon, because I like, the people who don't know him, he's a good buddy of mine. He literally, like, I heard my first musical creations from middle school, my shitty ones. And he's been there from the jump. I've recorded at his place. He's helped engineer so much music for me, City, Radiant, certain records I love. And yeah, he's just a good friend, like a good fucking friend. And, you know, when it comes down to it, like, our conversation was just so real. We're reminiscing about fucking, like, skateboarding, copping an eighth of weed, and then smoking that shit in the same day. It was like those memories you cherish as a kid, you know, not like a fucking 5-year-old, but I'm talking like we're in high school, you know, selling weed, just everything, eating edibles. Like, we went deep, you know, in conversation, because it's like those to me, like, I don't get. You know, like, listen, when I was a kid, you know, when I was younger in high school, whatever, we played video games. I'm not going to pretend like, I was playing video games. But we were still getting out and getting into shit. And that's, like, I reminisce on that. Like, I hope my son, you know, God forbid, not getting crazy, but, you know, like, have fun getting these adventures. Because we were saying, like, going to get weed was just as much of an adventure, like, as, like, fucking smoking it. Like, it was different. And nowadays, the joy is a little cut out, because we got dispensaries, retail, etc. But there was nothing more fun than, like, being like, oh, we're gonna go skate this hill, this gnarly fucking hill, hope we make it, go cop some weed. And yeah, like, these conversations are priceless to me. And, like, it's one of those things, like, you gotta, like, hit up your friend, shoot the shit with them a little bit. It's very important, you know, for everybody. And that's pretty much what it's been like this past week. I've just been looking at apartments too, looking to move, working out here in Chatsworth. I've had this fucked up, skinned my knee really bad. So I've been taking a couple days from jiu-jitsu. I'm getting back into it tonight, you know, getting myself, like, prepped up mentally. Yeah, and I'm looking too, like, I wonder if there's, like, a nice MMA gym, so once I get around Chatsworth, I can diversify a bit. I miss, doing more striking. I've just been able to hit the bag while I'm at 24-hour fitness, and that's good, you know. I'm trying to get into 24-hour fitness maybe 2-3 times a week, just lift a little bit. Running outside of that, you know, running is how I skinned my knee. I fucking fell down, like, off the corner of Magnolia and Cahuenga. Fucking skinned my knee really bad. But yeah, that's pretty much been my week, people. You know, I've just been having fun. Last night I played Grand Theft Auto 5. My girlfriend, we're just catching bodies, and I swear there were so many times I was just accelerating and I would just hit some shit and fly out, and Trevor would die in the game. And we laugh so fucking much, because it's like every time it would happen, the game clip would get recorded and uploaded. And there was one point when I died, I literally flew and did 3 flips, like a triple axel flip. And that shit made me die of laughter. But anyway, guys, that was my little, like, 20 minutes, 18 minutes to spiel. I love you guys for listening. Please check out the last podcast with Mubarak Alpha Blondie. I really enjoyed that. I've been also cutting clips from it, uploading it. Mubarak is a great fucking dude, by the way. I had such a great conversation. And if you listen to it, I'm sorry about all the cuts that happened. There were points where the Wi-Fi would shit out on us, and Mubarak's audio would cut out. So Gio would have to bring him back, restart it. But Gio, shout out to Gio for fucking bringing it together. He really is a great editor, and it's so smooth when he transitions everything. So much respect to Gio. And yeah, this has just been a pretty fun week. I won't be doing a podcast in the studio these next couple weeks, because I need to schedule out some things and make sure I'm putting away enough money to do so, because, again, this all takes time and money. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Other than that, I'm just going to stay hustling, keeping up my routine. Labor Day is coming up. I want everyone to enjoy their weekend. I finally have 3 days off in a row. It's been a long time since that's happened, so I'm gonna enjoy it, people. Stay active, enjoy, have some drinks, smoke some weed, whatever I'm gonna do, I'll feel it out. I may not, you know, I'm not much of a drinker, I'm not gonna lie, but I'm not against it, you know, not against it. It's funny, like, when I was young, it's like, I'm never gonna drink, now I'm like, now, yeah, fuck it, let's make some vodka, you know. So, hey, it's all about balance, right? You know, moderation. No, can't kill ourselves, by doing too much, but at the same time, you're killing yourself if you ain't really doing anything. So, gotta have some fun, people. Anyway, have a great day. It's Chase Talks Hip Hop signing off. Peace.